if I got the whole story of it.
I think that's a good thing to have on the tape. These are Choctaw territory. And I'm not sure I understand the difference between this area and Philadelphia and what...
The only difference is, in Philadelphia, the government supervises them and takes care of them, and over here, these are on their own.
I see.
They have probably a couple of hundred living in the county, mm-hmm. and they're strictly on their own over here. And if they would go over there, they could go to school, they have the church, the school, a hospital. It'd be a wonderful thing if they'd go, but they won't go.
And you said you knew the chief who... Instead of sending his people over there. In fact, he snatched a few away.
Every now and then he'd slip a family out of there, so the agent told me. But he was very anxious to get the Indians to move over there, but the old chief. And by the way, I think he was largely a self-appointed chief, but the Indians had a great deal of respect for him, and he had a great influence with them. Back in the 50s, I got a note from him one day. I was sitting in my office, and this gentleman from the courthouse brought a note in. I still have the note. Says, "Please come see me. I'm in jail. Bring me a watermelon and a bottle of snuff." And I thought maybe they picked him up on some little charge, so I got him a bottle of Levi Garrett snuff and a watermelon and went down there, and he was very indignant, sitting up in a cell. They locked him up. I said, "Chief, what have you done to lock up?" "Oh, he killed another Indian." I said, "He needed killing, and I killed him. He tried to break in my house, and I killed him. He's drunk, I think." And he said, "The white man, of course, not supposed to try me." He says, "According to the Treaty of Dancing Rabbit, I'm supposed to be tried by Indians and not white people." Well, I said, "I don't have a copy of this treaty, but I'll get it, and we'll read about it." So he said, "All right." So I wired our congressman to get me a copy of the treaty, and got a photostatic copy out of the State Department. I went down and read it to the Indian. And one of the clauses said, "You Indians who refuse to go to Indian territory," that the treaty hung up on that subject. Some of them wouldn't go, said, "We'll die before we leave our homeland here in Mississippi." So the next day, they had an addition to the treaty. And those Indians who desire to live in Mississippi can stay, but they shall become citizens of the state, amenable to all the laws of Mississippi. And, now here was a trick. "To each family who so stays, we shall give a section of land to the head of the family. To each child over 10, I believe it was, we'll give a half a section. Each child under 10, a quarter section. If you decide to stay, that's what we'll give you. But you'll become a citizen of the state of Mississippi. But you must make application for this land within 6 months, or you'll be barred." Well, this was a big country. Indians had no way of communication. And a lot of them just didn't make the application, didn't know how to make it or where. There was a drunken land agent here at Mayhew by the name of, and they'd go up there to make the application. He'd either not be there, he'd be drunk, or he'd cuss them out and run them off. So many of them didn't get the land. And some of these Indians here right now, if they had their desserts, they'd be millionaires. So this old chief, he might have been a self-appointed chief, I don't know. But anyhow, he killed this Indian. And now he was sitting up in jail, very indignant that the white men had arrested him and put him in jail like a common criminal. And as I read the treaty to him, he said, "Well, I didn't know that. I thought I didn't know I could be tried." But anyhow, I said, "We'll have to get you a lawyer." He said, "I haven't got any money." I said, "Well, I'll probably get you a lawyer. Maybe he won't charge you anything." So there's a very good lawyer here named Mr. W.B. He's died now. And I went by there and explained it to him and told him he'd get some publicity out of it. And I said, "Let's take the old Indian's case and help the old Indian out." He said, "Well, I'll just do it." So he dropped everything and went down and had a conference with the chief. That was long about the 1st of August. And August family court was coming up right away that month. So he had several conferences with him, and they had a big trial. And at that trial, all the big city papers, the newsreel, news media picked it up. And they had reporters here from the New Orleans Item,